Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Sex Show. It's another night of pleasure, happiness and joy. I look different, you see. Yes, I know. You know how I do. When it comes to sex, we have no rules. You can be spontaneous. You can be adventurous. You can be loving. You can be crazy. You can be wild. Anyway, I want to say welcome to The Sex Show. It's your girl, Soul Spice, the sex goddess, with a new look. I feel like a man. I feel empty. I'm full. You know, I have a particular part of my body that turns me on. And now, it's all open for real pleasure. Anyway, tonight we're going to be talking about how to be sexually active in marriage. To think I've been married for 9 years, like I did 9 years anniversary last week. And I'm still fully, 100% over. My own is not normally active. I'm over, above active in marriage. How has this worked for me? What are the things I have done? What are those things that I had to learn on the way? Because trust me, in the beginning, I was not active. I was just there, like you. But hey, now, I won't do anything, anywhere, any place. Anyway, before I go on a break, please do follow me at Sex Talk with Soul Spice. Or a Sex Toys with Soul Spice. And don't forget to follow this TV station, the only TV station that pops sex to your TV screen, at Pop Central on Instagram. Yes. And hey, look at me. My face, my hair. Okay, no hair. Okay, yeah. My face, my scalp, my look, my jewelry. Anyway, all this came from Wow Accessories on Instagram. Please do follow her. And hey, I'll be going to get in my guest, and when we come back, we are going to be getting down to our threesome tonight. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
And so welcome back to The Sex Show, the only show that gets you turned on, the only show that helps bring your fantasy to reality. All we do talk about, make you feel, is the real act of sex. Oh, yes. If you're just joining, this is The Sex Show, and tonight we're going to be talking about how to be sexually active in marriage. It has come to our notice that the higher the years in marriage, the lower the sex life. Why is this happening? This was never part of the plan on the day of the wedding. This was never part of the plan whilst dating. This was never part of the plan in the first few weeks of marriage. All we all had in mind was to have a great sex life non-stop, giving to ourselves anywhere, anytime, anyhow. But hey, few months, few years down the line, we become enemies. Few months, few years down the line, we become strangers, we become roommates, we become flatmates, and then you wonder what actually is the problem. So tonight, I'm still going to be having my threesome. I've got the man and another woman, but hey, tonight's threesome might not really hold because I'm going to be four doing the threesome and it's not going to work. So tonight we might not really have a threesome, but we'll see what we can do. But we'll see how to gist anyway. So with me tonight, she's hot, she's pretty. She's a lingerie mistress. She's pregnant. Reason because all the things she teaches behind bars, all the things she teaches behind doors, all the things she tells people to do, it has come to manifest in the open. And yes, how do you know a good teacher if you don't see the result? Anyway, her name is Wosu and she is CEO Lingerie Unit. Welcome to The Sex Show.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone.
You're so pretty, though.
Thank you.
You need another topo.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. She sees all people, all women's nakedness every time. Different breasts, different sizes. All name of, oh, what bra size do you wear? But it's so bad that, you know, even at this, yeah, I still don't know my bra size.
No, we sort that out.
I still don't know. Every time, she'll let me know, say who buys bra for me. Anyway, I've got another dude in the house. Even though he will not date me, he will not add me to his list. Whether his wife is here or not, it doesn't matter. This is my show and this is my time. And so at this time, I own him and I can do whatever I want to do. When we are out of the studio, she can do whatever she wants to. But for now, I own him. He's mine. He's handsome. He's a real dude. His name is Hakeem, the sex therapist. Welcome to The Section.
Hi, how you doing?
You know, I'm a boyfriend.
On the show, yeah.
Excuse me.
Part time.
He wants to go home tonight.
I don't do part time. I do full time.
No, my wife will just kill me.
No, she cannot kill us.
I know your husband is my man.
Those people can be very wicked. Eh?
So try to keep it simple, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, something on the side.
Yeah. On the show for 2 hours, I own him.
Yeah.
After 2 hours, she can have it. But anyway, I will use him well before I let him go. So tonight we are talking about how to be sexually active in marriage. I had to be married people so that we are on the same page. Let me know, Grammy, that you're not married. Say, hey, after you're not married, you're seeing some things. So let me start with you.
Okay.
So there is this blogger on Instagram, I'm not going to call.
Okay.
Let me use their name.
Thank you so much.
And he said married people should have sex minimum of 12 times a week.
Okay. Ooh.
How possible is that? Me, I'm married though, and I know I cannot do without sex.
Okay.
But I know that 12 times a week, possible.
Ah. Possible. They are jobless.
Maybe even if you are jobless, would that penis not want to rest? Would that vagina not need to rest?
Yeah, that's true.
So he said 12 times a week.
I don't think it's realistic. I don't think it's realistic. Because even if you do every day, let's say you do once a day,
yeah.
That's 7 days. You have 7 days in a yeah. week, right? So except you want to do twice a day, sometimes twice a day or once a day. And it's not realistic, especially if you live in Lagos. And you have to go to work. You have to come back. You have other things to do. You have children to cater to. So it's not realistic.
Akim, let me come to you. Are you saying we've not had time in our lives where we've done at least 12 times in a week? You know, those times where it was still shocking us.
Yeah.
I can't do without you. You can't do without me.
We've had those days. University days. One, you had no bills.
Yeah.
You had no responsibility. Sometimes you don't have lectures. You can stay all day and have sex like 4 to 5 times a day.
Yeah.
But right now in this era, as a working class, a married man, nah, you can't do 12 times. My sister, it's blood, not water. You can't. Even if as a man you can, you need to consider your wife.
Yeah.
Do you understand? The Lagos traffic, the
stress,
no light, children, you know, the drama, 12, really, he's a blogger, not a doctor.
I know who married him.
You understand?
Yeah. Right. So I'm waiting for him to get married, and so when he gets married, maybe after like 6 months,
we'll not go back to the topic.
Have you done 12 times a week for that?
People must say things to get people attracted to their page. So it's very normal, just publicity stunts. About 12 times, really? According to her, one a day, sir. That's 7 times. No.
7 times. 7 times. You go condition.
Yeah. You understand?
It's software.
I don't think it's being realistic, but. And Jenny is blood.
Okay, we're still talking about how to be sexually active in marriage. So let me come to your marriage.
Okay.
What are those things that you know you had to do? Okay. No. Let me go back a little. Have you ever gotten to a time where the sex life dropped in marriage? Or has it been the same thing from the one?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. It has dropped, and I have to deliberately tell myself that I have to do better. You know, sometimes when you are with someone and there's this thing they call see finish, you tend to feel he's always here. You can always see him. You can always do anytime you feel like.
Yeah.
You tend to relax a bit that, okay, tomorrow is still there. You still have next week. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But when that time comes and you feel, okay, this thing is happening, you have to consciously tell yourself that, okay, I think I'm not doing my job well and I have to do this. Then you look for strategies, you know, to spice everything up.
Okay, Akim, let me come to you. Do you think sex is a job as a married man or a married woman? Do you think it's a duty?
No. Have you taken as a chore? Nah, it kills it. It's meant to be fun and relaxing.
Sometimes I know you're the mood to relax and have fun.
No.
Is it by force?
You don't get it. You might have anxiety.
Mm.
But it's the fun way. When you take sex to be a chore, you don't get the energy you should. You don't get the climax, that orgasm issue, you don't get it. No, it's meant to be fun, relaxing. It's like something to just help you sleep well. Something to help you relax after the whole day stress, the whole no light, the traffic, my boss, my family.
The bills.
Just, you understand? Just have sex and just feel really good. That's all.
Is that why you people use us as stress reliever? You come by, people are tired. Kia okonifia.
No.
You wake up in the morning. Kia okonifia.
No. Apparently, the truth is in sex.
For a man?
In sex. Why the research? Women tend to enjoy sex more than men.
We know, but
we only just have the anxiety. We mm-hmm. only just have that. That's all. But you guys, women, I love women a lot. Yeah, I love my wife. You know, just, but I love women, meaning they know how to love sex more than men. Your libido is higher. You guys tend to, a woman's body is like the piano. Every key, every press is a key. Mm-hmm. If you tickle her neck, it's something different. Her ear is something different. Her nipple is something different. Her belly button, something different. Her rib, something different. Her thigh, something. So I tell men, don't rush. A woman is like a piano board.
Just explore.
Thank you. Press a key, it's something else. Press a key. A man is not my sister. You know how it is. No? Mm-hmm. It's not. It's just a few places.
Just on trumpet.
It's just few places for men. But so basically, women, you guys actually love, you enjoy sex the more. Do you understand?
Yeah, we try to.
Men, we just have anxiety towards it. We just want to enter the place and just relax. Do you get what we
mean? And so that's the problem we have. We just want to enter. We don't want you to enter.
You
we
got
we want time. You to, you know, make us fix.
Slow him down. We are like babies,
slow
men.
Slow you down. Once you enter,
No. Tell him, dude, you own the pussy. Relax. It's yours. Play with me. You see, vocally it helps. Communication is key during sex. So many women have fantasies.
Yeah.
They have desires, but
and we die with it.
You get it. You try to hide it because maybe I'm dating a pastor, or maybe he's from a moral home, or maybe of which your past relationship, but when you do like 5, 6, 7, 8 rounds. You know, sure. You now meet a man and you now feel, if I tell him I like one more round, or I like doggy, or hang me on the burglary, he will feel like a freak.
Yeah.
Don't care. As long as you're married to this man, he should be your best friend. Mm. You don't have to tell somebody outside. Tell it to him. Yeah. You don't care. He has paid the bride price, my friend. Sit with it.
Sure.
So, Oga, I like doggy. If you don't like him, man, we need to work something out. So be honest with him. That's what I tell people. Sex and marriage is communication.
Yeah.
You know, create new stuff. Change.
Yourself.
I tell my wife, change something in the bedroom all the time. It freaks me. The bed is this way this month. Next month, we're like this. That's, you know, you keep it spontaneous.
So I think another thing she needs to do is probably change the bed itself, give a bill, change the design.
Yeah,
of the
maybe water bed.
Madam, please, collect the money, the ATM. Just keep buying different beds.
You get it.
So you're done with that bed, call me.
You get it.
Call me, I have people who need them. So just be changing bed anyhow.
Yeah, it's just been, honestly, sex. People see sex to be straightforward. I see sex like the ocean is wide.
Mm.
There are a lot of things to get, you know, to make sex work or be sexually attracted or attractive in marriages. You got to try new stuff. To get, don't always wait for your man to make the move. So
that's a problem. So let me come to you, lingerie. A lot of women want to talk. They have fantasy, right? But the way we've been trained,
yeah,
we've been trained to know that, you know what, when you get married, anytime your husband wants sex, you give him.
Yeah.
You know, you have to make sure you satisfy your husband. You have to make sure you do this one.
It has to be about the man.
Nobody tells the man that, you know what, you're getting married, though. You have to make sure you satisfy this one. You have to make sure your penis is ready when she's in the mood. You have to find out when she's wet, and you have to get a hard on. You know what? This is a very big and deep topic, right? So I'm going to go to a break. And when I come back, we'll be finding out why women are always being told to be ready for their men and not the other way around. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sector. It's sort of a night of fantasy, a night of orgasm, a night of penetration, drilling, screwing, sucking. You name it the way you want, right? So this is still The Sexual. And tonight we're still talking about how to be sexually active in marriage. A lot of you are not, you know. So call your friend, your family, tell them that So Spice is here. This is the only opportunity you get to hear this, right? You won't hear this in your church. Forget it. You will not hear it in your office. Forget it. You will not hear it on radio. Forget it. This is the only TV channel and the only TV program that we will help you say the way it is. I will run you. We just don't care. So before I went on the break, we're talking about why women are being pushed to say, you have to do this to your husband. You have to be ready. You have to do this. But nobody tells these men
to
get a hard on when we are honey. Nobody tells these men to be ready. Even before we say honey, they should know that, hey, let that thing stand. Why put pressure on women?
I think it's the way we are brought up. Every lady, the way I was brought up, they will tell you, you have to be a good girl. You don't have to mess around. But they don't normally tell men, boys like that.
Yeah.
So when you're growing, they only tell you, you have to be this way. When you don't cook well, they have to tell you, you have to cook well because you have to cook for your husband in the future. But nobody really tells the man that, okay, this is what is needed of you. This is what we're expecting from you when you get married. Yeah. So females are conditioned to think that once I play my role, the man should, by default, know what to do. But men are not trained that way to know what to do. They just believe that, okay, maybe I've had like 3 or 4 girlfriends in the past. This Bisola likes this. Kemi likes this. This other girl likes this. So they think that because those girls like those things, they just come and want to do that same thing to you, to the wife.
Mm.
So men are not really trained to know that, okay, you have to ask your wife what she wants. You have to know that this is what to do when this is happening. But a lady, they train you virtually everything. You must not refuse your husband. You must not do this. You must not do that. But they don't train the men.
Mm.
So I think in marriage, you have to really express yourself. You and your husband, you are friends. Or you and your wife, you are friends. You have to say, okay, I like when you do this to me. You have to come down to the basics. So that every other experience that each other you've been bringing from the past, you can break it down and let the husband know that, okay, well, this one, I don't like it.
Mm.
This is what I like. Even if you're not trained, even if you've been doing this in the past, this is what works for me. This is how I enjoy being pleasured. So I think that's the way to work.
Okay, Hagi, let me come to you. You men, you like to show that you know everything, but you don't know anything. Do you agree?
I won't say that. I won't agree with you. Not totally.
Okay. You know,
I'm a guy.
Before, no, I thought I saw vagina. I thought I saw vagina.
I need to fight for the niggas out there.
No, I thought I saw vagina there. No. You're a guy.
Please.
I always say any man that says I'm the man of the house is not a man. Now he does not have a pen. Because if you know you are the man, you don't have to tell you are the man.
When some women don't have ears, you need to announce it to her.
No, you should just say a penis.
But you don't need to announce. We are seeing it already.
Sometimes women don't listen. So tell it to
so
her.
You have to.
We cannot hear, but then I swear. We cannot hear, sorry.
Well, it's all right, no problem. We understand. If you don't say it, they say you're not vocal about it. Now you say it, you guys are saying we're saying too much. Women are always confused.
Yeah.
They are
not confused.
Always confused. They don't even know what they want, but it's all right. Throw your question. I'm listening. Just let it out.
So my question is this. Why is it that men have a problem helping their wife upgrade to their level? Now, so many times I hear my wife never initiates sex. We have a whole lot of women who never initiate sex.
Okay.
Not people like me though.
Mm.
We are the initiate. Do I initiate sex? I don't even know anymore. You know, when you get to 24/7, you don't even know whether you are initiating.
You're the giver.
Oh, you're the taker. The problem is that you get your orgasm.
It's all right. No,
you get your orgasm.
Person, no problem.
So the question is, What are those things that a man needs to do, especially when you have a woman she said, not because she doesn't want to, but because she just cannot, based on the way she's been trained, based on the way she grew up, based on the things she's been told about sex, right? So I had a client who once said, my wife only initiates sex when she wants to get pregnant. So the moment she gets pregnant or she gives birth, so in like almost, I think 10 or 12 years of marriage, He can tell the number of times she initiated sex, basically because she was during her ovulation period.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the moment she's done, she doesn't need anything from him. No, he doesn't. And now the man is frustrated. So how do you help such a woman as a man?
Okay.
Okay, as a man, the truth is one, the reason she's like that, you need to understand that first as basics. That's morals. Mm. Do you understand? So as a man, the best is communication. Communication is key to everything. You need to make your wife feel very comfortable.
Okay.
One, as a man, don't hide how you feel during sex. So many men actually, they don't moan because they feel it's weakness. I moan. I'll tell you the truth. The reason
most men don't though.
Yeah, the reason I moan is for every time you moan, it triggers a lady.
Yeah.
But most men feel it's weakness, which is not.
When I'm not a woman.
No, this moaning is not.
That's what they say when I'm not a woman.
It's not restricted to anybody. It shows I'm loving how I feel. Sex should be loved.
Mm.
No pretense. You need to let it flow. One, when you moan to her, it makes her feel comfortable. The best part is moaning to her ears, my sister. Mm. When you moan into her ears, is a higher percentage that she'll get an orgasm on time. You do less work. When you communicate with your wife or who you're seeing, it helps a lot. It makes them feel comfortable. She has a lot of desires, but morals help her keep them. Mm. We're all humans. She wants to try threesome, or she wants to try give you a head. She wants to try tea bagging. A lot of things, but because, you know, she was brought up maybe a Christian
home. Let me cut you there. You said tea bag. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering what is tea bagging. Please break it down.
Okay.
Because I want my viewers to understand every word you say.
Okay. Tea bagging is easy. It means this is the edge of the bed. Have a lady lie at the edge of the bed.
Mm.
Do you understand? She should face the ceiling. It's simple. Now you hold your erect penis. You have your balls dangling.
Mm.
Yeah, she have her mouth open wide. So you dip, pull out, dip, pull out, dip, pull out.
Don't bite you.
So yeah, that's just tea bag. So the basics of this, we're adults. Yeah. If you can get married to somebody, you need to relax. Don't hide a lot of things. It kills marriages. Because, you know, that's why if you see people that flirt around or people that misbehave in marriages, it's because they feel comfortable either chatting with a side guy that, you know, triggers her by saying things she likes and her husband might not tolerate it. So the basics is just communication. It helps a lot. So the man has to put her in a comfort zone. Talk during sex. I tell so many of my friends, my clients, my people, express yourself. Do you understand? During sex, tell her, baby, you're this, you're damn loving the pussy, you're so wet, I love how you feel. It makes a woman respond. But when you are quiet, she's quiet. Okay, women say more than men, apparently. But you need to tickle her to say a lot. You need to tease her to say a lot. So you start it and you see that she'll do a lot of response. Okay, she'll tend to give you what you want. So for women that was brought up with all that kind of African manners and culture, they will say this, you know, you just have to, when your husband wants sex, you just have to have sex.
You have to be ready.
She will die of a group. She understand? That's not healthy. So as a man, if you really love who you are married to, you tell her, babe, what's up, what's happening, how you doing? Talk about sex, even when you're not having it.
Yeah.
You guys can watch a romantic movie like, babe, I'm fun, I like the way you do all those. It makes her say a few things gradually. Someday she'll start from 2% to 5% to 20% to 100%. So you understand your wife better by communication. You get what? So many men just feel a woman is a trophy. Mm. You know, just pick her up when I want sex, drop her back. If she gets honey to some African men, that means she's a freak.
Yeah.
You get what? That's for the 21st century and, you know, couples of nowadays, communication works. You need to talk to your wife, make her feel comfortable, touch her in the right places. Moan during sex. Talk. Dirty talk during sex. Your daddy. You understand? Stuff like, who's his daddy? Who owns this pussy? Who's... It makes a woman feel... She will laugh. The first day, she might be very shy. But she now understands that, okay, my daddy's freaky or my husband is freaky. So she can let out her own freakiness. Because when the woman lets it out easily, men feel she's a prostitute. Or she's had too much sex. Or maybe, who taught you this? You know, men, we think too much during sex.
Stop thinking.
Chicken, so
thank you.
When you display the art, do you understand? Make her understand that, man, I could be freaky, I could be a lovemaker, I could be a sex machine, I could be, give her all that, let her feel that gradually you understand who you married to.
Mm.
It makes it better. She will not be attracted to somebody outside. Chicken, you make her feel loved. You let her know in the bedroom, I'm the king, you know. You can still be the queen. Yeah, sometimes let her take charge.
Wow. We roll, man. Sorry to say.
So it's just, to me, the key word is communication.
Yeah.
Just let your wife express herself. But before she can, as a man, express yourself. Lay the example. Talk during sex. Play during sex. Sex is not a chore. It's not, yeah. It's not a mission. It's not Champions League. No. It's fun. Explore. Play. Relax. Orgasm. Try again. Say shit. If you come on time, don't be ashamed. You guys can laugh about it. You tell your wife. You understand? You know, some men can't take that. If you say it,
yeah,
they feel bad.
Yeah.
But if I come early having sex with my wife, I tell my mom, baby, I've been thinking about you since. Forget. Stop.
That's why people do. You will not be saying it because you are too sweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's normal.
It's a lie.
No, if you tell a woman.
It's just that you do not control yourself.
No. If you tell a woman you're too sweet, it's the fact. When you stay stabbed.
Like, if you come quick, it's not because she's too sweet. Because you're used to control.
Oh, see, let me tell you. There's some control that you can still handle. It's out of control. She might
time.
Be, one, extremely very wet. Two, she's the type that she's very touchy during sex. Three, she moans. Every man loves a moaner. Do you know why? It makes us feel I'm doing something that's freaky. Or, you know, he'll give it up. And the worst part, when he tries to hold it, if you see some crazy ladies like my wife, she'll whine a little. So all you're holding can
be. And they have it.
You understand?
They have it.
So the small one. Now, don't be ashamed.
Electric shock.
There's no medal for being a sex. You know, there's nothing. It's how you relate to your wife. So if I come the first round in 3-5 minutes, I'll tell her, forget, my blood don't be hot. Turn, I'm ready for the next round.
It's a lie. You know, it's opportunity to control.
No, making up for it is the best part.
Yeah, true.
Don't leave
us. It shouldn't be every time.
You understand?
You...
Thank you. That's the point. It shouldn't be every time. Yes, we get it. At some
happens. Yeah.
Yes.
I say it, yes. That it's okay, yes, for a man to come quick. Every man on earth will one day, one time.
Yeah, that's the point.
Quick. But when
you
come
make
every
it
time,
every time,
and it's so bad that when you go to the clinic and they report that, oh, I come quick, a doctor will send you back home. They'll tell you, I've been coming quick for 6 months. Before they can check on you, they'll tell you it has to be 6 months. I had a doctor who said it has to be 6 months of you coming quick. I said that one, the one that almost killed that man.
No, really, the men, it's the men that don't have a trick around it. Let me tell you, Judy, coming quick can happen to any man.
Depending on his diet.
Depending on his anxiety rate.
Yeah.
Depending on how long he has
what's
been starved.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Some men, strippers dance on them and they come. Now, what I tell men is this, prolong it by doing a lot of foreplay. A woman's orgasm is the first orgasm is the major thing.
Mm-hmm.
The trick is this, give her a head for a long time. Eat pussy. Calm down. Now, when she comes the first time, the rest keep flowing. It's that first one, they always try to hold back. They're trying to make it, you know, you don't worry, concentrate. Give her that first. Now, the good thing is this, while you give her a head, while you eat the pussy gradually, you tend to hold your own tension. You have made the job very easy. Clear the way. Let her come the first time, the second time, the third one is easy, fourth one is easy, fifth one is easy.
We are ready.
Jigga, so the good thing is that long one that takes a whole lot of foreplay, a whole lot of, you know, so don't rush into sex. Give her kisses on the neck, on the thighs, a woman's body. I think it's only their middle head here that is not a turn on.
It's a lie. Or some put their scalp,
you get
okay.
It, you know,
okay.
The back, that size, the feet, the fingers, the arm, so just play around. She will definitely orgasm.
Yeah, because it happens for women, different parts works for different people.
Beautiful.
For people, for some people, you'd be shocked it's their toes. I've seen someone said, my toe. I'm like, excuse me?
Yes.
Your toe is supposed to wear shoes. You know, you'd be shocked at the, someone wants to meet at her elbow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I said, if you walk on the road and they touch, she said she doesn't allow anybody to hold her there.
Wow.
Like, if you touch her there, even without anything, without any mindset, she gets turned on.
Wow.
And like, bang, right? Because any man can just want to hold you or
even your colleagues at work.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Now you'll be getting turned on every time on the road, like, seriously. So let me break it down. Let's go back to how to get there. Children is one of the highest problems. Not really a problem like that. In sex, not like children are a problem though.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what we use as an excuse. My kids. The kids are home. You know, my kids come into my room. You know, I can't do it in the afternoon because the kids are around.
Yeah.
if I don't do it 5 a.m., I've heard the couple say if they don't do it by 5 a.m. in the morning, that's the end.
Till the next day.
So it's only for 12 years, 5 a.m. Huh. If it's not within 4 and 5, no sex. They've never tried that because of children.
Oh.
You know? So how do you deal with it? Because the truth is, kids will always be there.
Yeah.
You can't throw them
away. So they grow up.
I've got two kids, but hey, he has not stopped me from having great sex. Like, Ujo, I'll lock my door. Some things are more important than some things. Yes, my kids are important, but when it comes to my sexual life, at that point, it is the most important thing to me. When I'm done, hey babies, where are you? They're still my children, right? So what are those things, especially for women?
Yeah.
Women get carried away by, oh, my baby, oh, my, and they ignore their men. So as a woman, what are the steps to take? What are those things that you would do that you won't let kids come in between your sex life?
Like the man you explained now, there will always be a time when the kids will be on holiday. Let's start from there. Yeah. So when they are on holiday, they can always visit relatives. You shouldn't be out with your children like 12 months in a year. Definitely they will be on holiday. You can explore during the holiday. Then during the day, if you don't have house help or you don't have anybody, you can always tell the children, watch your favorite TV show. Leave them in the sitting room. Get to the room. 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes is enough. Then come out as if nothing happened. You can do that. And then weekends, probably the children are off to the grandma, or Sundays, you have to do something. Just take them to the park. If their aunties are around, tell them to take them out. You just have to have nice times. Then there are times that you and your husband, or you as and your wife, have to make time out to visit places. Sex shouldn't always be in your home. You can always leave the children at home and, you know, just explore your city, explore places around you. It shouldn't be expensive. You can just look for a cool place. You can just drive around and park somewhere and just have some quickie, then come back home. It shouldn't have to be, it has to be in the bedroom. It has to be when I'm home, 5:30 or 6 p.m. No. You shouldn't have to do that. You have to explore and make it deliberate. Because as you're growing older, if you're not intentional about these things, it won't come. Because we are always busy. You're always chasing money. You're always, you know, feeding the children, catering to them. So you have to be deliberate and be intentional about it. You have to tell your husband, okay, this Saturday night, we are doing this. And this is what we do. So you have to find a way. I have someone that, I've gone for a marriage program, that the man was saying that everybody's home. And the children have not known for like 10 years. Because they make sure they sleep in the night. Then they drive off to the island to have a nice time. And they come back before 4 a.m., before they wake. So that's the way they've been doing it every Saturday. So find what works for you. Be deliberate about it and let your husband know, let your wife know that, okay, this to do something about it. The children should not disturb you. Because sooner or later, the children that you're using as excuse will soon leave you. They will still leave you. So you have to work on it so that when it comes to you and your husband later in life, you won't be looking at each other as a stranger, like what is happening. So you shouldn't have sex just in your home. You can drive to places. You can, if it's once in 3 months, once in 6 months, once in 2 months, or every other month, as long as you can afford it, you can decide to do a night in the hotel just to explore. Sometimes you don't even have to pay for hotel. Just drive to a place, park where it's secured, and do the do, then come back home. Nobody would know. So you don't have to do...
You will know that.
You don't have to do, it's my house, I pay for this place, so it has to be this bedroom. Yeah. There are times that you have to, you know, take the kids off to the grandma or relatives nearby. And just, you know, have some time together. Do things that you normally do before the children came. So that when they leave, you would not feel like co-tenants.
That's a deep one. Do things you normally do. Those are the things you used to do before the kids came. How many of you really still do those things you were doing before the kids came? I can bet that a lot of you have ignored those things and then you have taken over with the children. On this note, we'll be taking a break, and when I come back, we'll be going deeper into why men need to go out to get stamina to come home to showcase themselves. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. It's been a hot night in the studio. arguments here and there, but hey, why do we have to argue behind cameras and not in front of cameras? Like, why do we have to do all these things behind? So, here's the gist. Whilst you all were waiting for me, they were fighting him. What was the fight about? Now, the thing of side chick came into play. Some men believe that there are certain things you can do to a side chick that you can never do to your wife. Now, we have those who believe that, you know what, when you have a side chick, she gives you that motivation. She speaks to you. She makes you feel good. And then you can go back home to have sex with your wife. And we have those men who believe that, you know what, with a side chick, you don't even have to touch your wife again. It's fine. Uh-huh. Now, the question is, what do we need to do to be sexually active? Why should a side chick be a reason for a man to be sexually active at home? Hakeem, I'm putting it to you because you're a man.
Okay. What we need to do to be sexually active in the house with your wife or your husband, there are a lot of things. One, I'll go back to communication. Talk is key. Two, let's start with women. First of all, you need to ignite the positivity. Meaning, you had a long day, you're worried about this, you're worried about that, you know, so many things from work.
Okay, okay. So it's time for call, sorry. I have not said which it's time for call, but hey, you have said call, it's fine, it's okay. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Hello, could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? I can hear myself speak. Okay. I think I might have to let you go. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. May I know where you're calling from?
Okay. I'm calling from Yaba.
From Yaba, okay. Do you want to join the conversation or you want to ask a question? Do you want to join the conversation or you want to have ask us a question?
I want to join the conversation.
Okay, please, you have 1 minute.
Okay, so for the sake, you people are doing a very good job.
Thank you.
So concerning the side chick thing, I want to ask that if you proper for a man who is married to have a side chick.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'll be glad to answer the question because I can understand that my man has been having some funny attitude recently.
Okay.
Of which we've not heard before. And I know that I always give him attention. So please, I want you to address the issue.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. So, Madam Nazuri, is it right for any living married man? I'm putting living no, because some are just married men, but they're not living. Any living married man to have a side chick?
One word, no, it's not right.
No. No. There is no reason. It's not right. There are no rules. But I think one thing I found out about infidelity is people, men, I will not say men, people don't cheat because their spouse is not good enough. Please note, it's not because you're not good enough or something is missing. They cheat because they find another being in themselves. For instance, if he's with you, he's a different person. When he's with his side chick, he's a totally different person. And so sometimes they fall in love with that person they become to who they used to be. So it's not about you.
Yeah.
It has never been about you and it's never be about you. It is his fault. And I say, no, it is totally wrong. But hey, what do we have to say? Infidelity is one thing that is globally frowned at, but yet worldwide accepted. Okay. So you were saying something about communication, your wife, this. You need to speak to your wife, understand your wife. Now, what happened in a situation where the woman says no head or the man says no blowjob because of religion? How do you change that person? And yet the other spouse wants it badly, like that's it. Okay, we have another caller. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Good evening, could you please turn on the volume of your TV set, please?
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so we have to let you go. Please do me a favor. The moment we pick your call, please, please, and please, I am sexually begging you. I am fingering begging you. Yeah. The moment you pick your call, please turn down the volume of your TV set, right? So on this, I'm going to go on a break. On a short break, because I need to clean up because of my autism. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the section. It's still your girl, Soul Spice, the sex goddess, and my three some people. Okay, three and a half some people. Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, please do send me your WhatsApp messages and text messages. I'm not going to be taking calls for now. I want to respond to everyone's message and read out messages, right? So feel free to send me your WhatsApp and text messages. Please, I said WhatsApp and text though. I know you want to call me. I know you want to talk. But then, in as much as I want to talk to you, sometimes I feel so good and I feel so honey. I should have read your messages. Anyway, so I was asking you what happens when a woman says no oral or a man says no blowjob and the spouse wants it. How much communication can you give knowing that religion is a barrier?
First things first, marriage is commitment. Marriage is understanding. You explore something new. What I mean is, if you know you don't want, like, you know, like there's an old adage that Yoruba people say, if you don't eat yam because of red oil, eat red oil because of yam. Now she doesn't want oral sex. You want it so bad. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now you can get a toy. You try enhancers, you try sex toys.
Sorry, so who is going to suck a toy? You're going to suck a vagina.
No, what I mean is, it's not a must I eat
Are
pussy.
You hungry?
If I want to eat pussy, yeah, she's not interested.
No, you want to eat pussy, but she's not interested. So how do you deal? Because that's one major problem a lot of marriages have now. So you want pussy, and I'm saying I don't want pussy because my religion says if you eat my pussy, I'm going to go to hellfire. And I don't want to go to hellfire.
Let's break it down. But she's not going to suck dick either.
No, she's not. But I, she's not going to suck. But we have women who still suck. Yes, please.
I believe these things, expectations in marriage, should be discussed way before you
get
married.
That's the point. Why get married to somebody?
Why get married to someone that you're not on the same sexual
page? Beautiful. You see,
so are you now saying that if I'm going to get married to you and you are perfect, you have everything I want, you're a good woman, right? And because you're saying you can't give me blowjob, I shouldn't marry you?
Our sex is very important.
It's very, very
As much as good looking is important, sex is also important.
Are you saying now that I should not marry you because you won't give me blowjob?
Yes.
Yes, you are good with everything.
Yes.
This is what I would say.
Yes.
If I want to marry someone and we both explain our sexual expectations, and I see that, okay, my man is saying he cannot do this to me, and I tried convincing him right there and then before we get married, and he's saying he cannot do it. Someone that you cannot change before marriage, you cannot suddenly change them afterwards.
True.
So when you see that you're not on the same page with them before marriage, why go into it in the first place?
Well, you know, sex is just one aspect of marriage. There's
It's equally as important as every other aspect.
Very big aspect of marriage.
Very, very important.
Do you know why?
So you rather throw a relationship of 4 or 5 years away because of blowjob, knowing that in every other aspect, he's a very good husband, he's going to be a very good father, he's good with respect, he's good when it comes to your family, he's level-headed, he's principled, he's a religious man, you have everything, just that one thing.
That one thing can ruin every other thing.
Beautiful. Now, if that you take along all those things,
can make the man start having
sex. Will she tolerate me to cheat?
That month.
But you said toy now, you buy toy now.
There are two things. The toy aspect is me using that as oral if she doesn't want to give me a head. But if I love to eat pussy, why wait 4 years to discover that she's not going to let me eat? That means if I can do 4 years and enter the marriage, that means I can do the rest.
Yeah.
So if I can do 6 months and I can't eat pussy and I'm hungry for it, then I'll call off the relationship. In that 6 months, I don't need to know if she's a good mother or she has a good womb or she can give me what I want. In 6 months, I've not eaten pussy. Go healthy. Bye.
Go healthy.
You get it.
Okay, let me read this. Hello, ma. Welcome. My question is, how can a woman help her husband who gets tired after one round of sex?
Okay.
You asking me?
He gets tired after one round. What can she do?
Why are you?
So it's obvious she wants one at one round.
Okay.
Tease.
Koyo.
Tease.
Then
tease me, tease.
Most times
tease me,
probably tease me, baby. The man is tired. If you can help him
you know, try to offload some of his issues during the day. Maybe he has a busy schedule. If there's something you can help with, or probably should get a PA or something like that, or a driver if he's driving too much.
Okay, let's make it easy. Let's do like this. If she wants more than a round and he's tired, one, tease.
Yeah,
two.
Tease. Now,
there's this short moment of rest.
Mm.
If it's more than 10 minutes, he will sleep off. He will lost interest. Give him 6 to 7 minutes. Now, don't expect him to climb on you. Now, you climb on him. Let him relax. He should catch his breath. And you can give him a short blowjob, just short, to just trigger him.
You can see sleep off.
No, but he gets some blowjob, my sister.
You can never see some men to sleep off.
When you go outside. Let me tell you.
Not here.
Don't give him the sloppy type. Give him the titty type.
Don't go and bite his.
I'm not saying you bite. You scrape, my sister, scrape the car.
Don't go and bite his penis here.
Now,
if you're not a pro, don't do it here.
While scraping the car. Now, the best part is this. He's tired because he had a long day.
Yeah.
You still want more. Now sit on the dick. Now right.
Right.
The best part is this. If you are quiet, he will sleep. Men can sleep up during sex. Moan. Just moan to his ears.
Daniwa. I have hygiene issue kissing. Okay. As a child, because of exchange of saliva, my wife complains so much about this. What do I do, Dan?
Can you come again?
So he has an issue with kissing, because I think it's those hygiene kind of people. Yeah. So as a child, he had because of exchange of saliva, that's his issue. The exchange, so he finds it hard to kiss. Okay. What can he do?
I would say that he believes that his saliva is good enough. He's washing his teeth well, probably twice a day, using different stuff. It's okay, right? So he believes by himself that, okay, my mouth is okay, but I don't trust what is coming from my partner's side.
Yeah.
So I believe that what he should do is that he should suggest the same thing that he's doing that makes him feel that he has better hygiene than the partner. The wife should start doing that, or the partner should start doing that. Maybe it would make him mentally feel that, okay, this person's mouth should be good enough since I'm doing the same thing that she's doing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Lastly, he can add minty gums. Chew gum, let her chew gum. You guys exchange gum.
Mm-hmm.
You see, one thing about minty gums, it changes the flavor of the mouth.
It's a mindset thing. But if your wife is watching, madam, you please help make it easy. Anyone can change, right? So the first rule is this. Saliva is a problem. So brush before every kiss. That's going to be your job. You have to brush. It's fresh breath.
Sometimes that thing just come.
But he won't kiss. That's it. So if you want to train somebody, you need to come to that level.
She can't always keep up. What if they are in a public place?
That's what he's saying. He will not kiss. On the day he wants to kiss, when you are home, you know, you are going to
should there be a timetable for kisses?
You know,
that's what I said.
When
the best she can do.
Maybe he wakes up in the morning, he does this and that.
Yeah.
When the wife wakes up, she should do that same thing that you do.
That's what I'm saying.
Doing that same series of things. Maybe she can even kiss that saliva.
No, the truth is this. Even if she brushes, she might brush 8 a.m. He wants to kiss 2 p.m. That time. That's why I said, carry a minty gum 24/7.
I think gum is
just
better.
Keep chewing gum. It keeps
or mouth
fresh.
Spray.
Thank
mouth
you.
Spray.
So it gives you that fresh breath. Just try it a few five
says,
times.
Good evening. I'm Ariwa from Abuja. I just want to say I so appreciate your show. God bless. Oh, thank you. Good evening, ma. Please help me thank my sweetheart Kufri. Really? Not even me. I should thank somebody else for you. Really? Before I hated sex, but since I met her, I begin to enjoy sex because he knows how to handle me. Ha! Daddy wa! Uncle Kufri! Well done, sir. Thank you, sir. They said you are good. It's okay. I'm happy for you. Thank you, Kufri. We really appreciate that. Please, I want you to tell me how to last longer in bed now. I wanted to make my wife happy tonight. Ah! That will not work. That will not work. I talked about it last week because I said I had a webinar. That will not work, sir. You cannot use that one to hold me. Go and join my class.
Yeah.
But it's not. I have techniques. I can't break it down. We don't have all that time. It's a 1 hour class, or you can just pay for the video. I can't break it down on how to last longer. Trust me. But hey, with this, you won't have to buy pills or use herbs or drugs again. So I really wish I could have helped. I don't like BJ, but my spouse likes it. Huh. And sometimes I'm forced to do it. How can I fight this?
Fight, like stop or continue?
She's not interested, but she just does it to make him happy. So what can she doesn't like it, so what can she do to stop it? Huh. You know what I'm saying? It's some people just don't.
As I said, you can always add spice to the marriage. Get a toy.
Get a masturbator.
There are vibrators.
But what if he doesn't want a masturbator? It's not all men.
Okay, beautiful. There's the fruity type. Get orange or watermelon. Yeah. Make a hole, put it, and you just, you know. So,
but that thing is sweet.
It's dope.
When you wear, see, let me give you a hint.
Orange.
Get an orange or lemon, mm-hmm. right? I've tried lemon before, and it's kind of, it has a stingy feel, right? Just, you know, when you see all of them listening. So get your lemon or orange. Don't peel the back. Slice into two, right? And still take a slice of it. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you have Chapman, the way they just put a slice of
it. Cut it up.
Just put a hole inside of it and wait on the dick. Wear it on the dick and
liquid drip down.
The best part
so is the
twist.
Water drops. You won't even feel the penis again. You're enjoying the taste. I think I prefer lemon to orange because of that sour, thingy, sweet.
And you know the best part? Tell her to moan so the girl will know. My husband will not even take note.
Holy Spirit.
So just moan.
I'm feeling it. I know what it means. I'm going on a break, and when I come back, we will talk more and read more messages. Don't go anywhere. Don't get the orange now. Wait till after the show. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the Sex Show. It's still a night of wetness, orgasm, squirting, enjoyment, kissing. And hey, guess what? It's someone's birthday in the studio today. So my probably maybe give him a blowjob in the studio live. Or we'll have him do something for us in the studio live to celebrate his birthday. He can't just go. He just can't escape for free. You can't just come without a cake. I want to go. So today is Akim's birthday. On this day, 9 months ago, 9 months then, his father and mother had sex. And then his father ejaculated into the mom. And she got pregnant on him.
Shout out to
and so see what sex has done and created Akim. Anyway, happy birthday.
Happy
sex day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tonight you're going to fuck all children.
Man,
so
you know how it is, man.
He's already drinking some.
You understand? Birthday sex.
I know you're well in shape.
Be telling my wife down. Let her prepare sex.
Adam, you shall walk with bent legs. The
leg. Leg, yeah, both leg, kill legs, everything.
Okay, so it's time we could, now I want to officially open the phone lines. I've not even said this yet. Think me. Hello, good evening, welcome to the Sex Show. Hello, could you please turn down the volume of your TV? So I don't like noise during sex. Like, it just turns me off and I need to get wet. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening, welcome to the Sex Show.
Yeah, good evening.
May I know where you're calling from?
Hello?
I can hear you. May I know where you're calling from?
I need to ask some questions.
Okay, please go right ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Kano State.
From Kano State, okay.
Yeah, from Kano.
Okay.
So it's about this sex show.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Sorry, I have a little problem about my husband.
Okay.
Sorry. Before we get married, he do very well. But after we get married, he stop kissing, he stop romancing. So I just have a little problem with that. He doesn't do what he did. So every time I confront him, he will tell me to fight. So I have to back off. So I don't know, I need an advice. So this is coming into my mind. So I just have any time in the matter of it. I will just take it here, put it and get up. So please, I need an advice. Because the thing is really pissing me off. I just come on to this station, I see that they are doing something great. So I'm happy with this program. So I need an enlightenment. I don't know, sometimes many thoughts are coming to me. But I have to just stick to the marriage. Okay. So I just need advice.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. I would have, our guest give one or two speeches on that. Right. So, yeah. Just one word. What can she do? So the husband used to kiss and romance before marriage. Now he doesn't do any. So all she does is okay, insert and go. But she's not happy. What can she do to make him go back to who he used to be, who he was before?
Okay. The first thing I'll say is communication. Sit him down. Not when he's angry or when he just got back from work. There's a time when
he has not done that for her to complain.
For a start, you should do that. When that is not working, one thing I will say is that if someone has been doing something before and they stop doing it, definitely there must be a reason.
Yeah.
So find out just what is happening. Is it personal hygiene? What's making him do that? Is there someone else outside? Yeah. So there's a lot of reasons that someone that has been attracted to you before will suddenly
think about. Hakim, do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, do the things you were doing that got this man attracted to you. Okay. Some women stop wearing makeup in the house. Some women stop shaving. Do you understand? Yeah. Some women stop being sexy.
But why does it always have to be women? What does it have to be?
Why can't the husband
why do we have to do things to do this to bring you people back?
I'll tell you why.
Why is a man not trying to?
Okay.
He who complains is the one that wants a change. If the guy calls that I'm trying to get attracted to my wife,
okay, I get you,
and she's dulling,
you have a point there.
But what I'm saying is that when the husband notices that the lady stopped doing what he likes, what's stopping him from saying, okay, I like you when you dress this
way. We have another caller.
I like you when you do this.
Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show.
Not all men are vocal.
Hello. Hello. Okay, we lost that call. So ma'am, whatever, I know you call from Kano, what I'm going to say is this. We need to find out why. What went wrong? At what point did this happen? What is happening to him?
Yeah.
What are those things you used to do you're not doing anymore? A lot of questions need answers before I can say this is what
this
you can
is
do.
Water, yeah.
Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Hello. Yes, I can hear you. May I know where you're calling from, please? From Port Harcourt. Okay. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Hello.
Hello. Okay. We lost that caller. Sorry, PH. You know, these things can be crazy, right? We have another caller. Hello. Good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you too. Yes, I can.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from?
Hello.
Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Okay, so we lost him again. Please, once you call in, just tell us where you're calling from. We don't even need your name. Where you're calling from and if you want to join the conversation or ask a question straight up. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Good evening and God bless you so much for this special Sunday.
Thank you. May I know where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, good evening. I love the program. I just promote on it and it's just something I'm very appreciative.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling from Satellite.
From where?
Satellite.
Satellite Town. Okay, fantastic. So do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Yeah, I want to make a contribution.
Okay, please go ahead. You have just 1 minute.
Yeah, pertaining to one of the last questions that I was asked, what the question was that. What the husband was struggling to mean and Mr. Nadi stopped doing it.
Yeah.
It's important that, the lady go to the drawing board and see where she got it wrong in the first place. And then be able to recover the husband. And that is one. Two, I want to get what you said about the orange and then the orange
that's on the
outside. I didn't get
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. So he wants to, he didn't get clearly the orange and lemon technique we talked about. So all you need to do is pick an orange, cut into two, then take another small slice, right? Okay. So you just need that small slice, put a little hole around it and wear on the penis, right? And so the woman can take, you know, the penis in and out and suck. Now, another thing you can do while sucking, you can roll over the fruit on it, squeezing it, bringing out the water, sucking it, licking it, enjoying it. This could also be placed on the vagina and give oral sex. For a vagina, please, when you cut the slice of orange or lemon, open it up. Unlike orange, you just put a hole. For a vagina, open it up so you can go around the vagina and you can suck in between, right? So that should help you have a good sex life. But get ready for that tingly feeling. Don't call me. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello. Okay, so we lost that caller. Yes, I came back to you again. Before, we were talking about oral sex. I am not interested, you're interested. What do you do? We have not answered that question.
Like we said, in marriage, before you go into it.
Okay, we have another caller. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show.
Hello.
Good evening. Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set, please?
Yeah, I've been present. Good evening.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from?
Yeah. I'm with you calling from Ibadan.
From Ibadan. Okay, hi. So do you want to join the conversation or you want to ask a question?
I want to contribute.
Okay, please go ahead.
I must say, you're doing a very good job. I just stumbled on this tonight.
Thank you.
And it's a program I love.
Thank you.
Now, we were talking earlier about a man wanting a blowjob, his wife not ready to give and all that.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I came and your other guest talking about discussing all these things before marriage.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I must say, sometimes you don't talk about such things. I married as a virgin. Yeah, but after marriage, I sat myself down and I told myself, this is what is happening in the world, so to speak. And I knew my husband didn't like it. Okay. He did not ask for it. Are you hearing me, ma'am?
Yes, I can. Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, he did not ask for a blue job, but I went ahead and gave it to him. Because I saw it as a responsibility. I had to work on my psyche and my mindset. Okay. So I'll just advise anybody that's in a situation where you want something your partner doesn't want or something like that, you have to work on your mindset and your psyche. Treat it as a responsibility. I believe if people do that, things will really be much better for them. And you know, another funny thing, my husband gave me a head in the first year of our marriage, and I told him, no, don't ever do that again.
Wow.
But right now, after 6 years, I'm ready to try the option.
Yay!
Yeah. So the person, the spouse should not give up. Let's keep trying.
Okay.
Let's keep trying.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You just made my night. Okay, so on this, I'm going to be taking a break because this made me happy and I got my orgasm. So I need to clean up, and when I come back, we will take more calls and more messages. Don't go anywhere. And no sex till the end of the show. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. It's been a night of orgasm squirting. It's been a night of fun. It's been a night of argument. Did the Bible say this? Did they say anal sex is good? Is masturbation okay? Uncle, Ewonti, is it your furrow? Is it your bumbo?
Is it your mouth?
Is it your mouth? Some people say, yes, blowjob is bad. It's against the Bible. Is it your mouth? If your own mouth is for prayer and eating, continue. Some of us, this mouth is for penis. Some of us, this mouth is for sucking. Let it be. Do whatever works for you. Here we have a caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the section. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
I can hear you. Good evening.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly well. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Bena.
Okay, where are you calling from, please?
Yeah, I can hear you. My name is Bena from Zamfara State.
Zamfara State. Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Zamfara.
Okay, do you want to ask the question?
I've been married for 9 years now.
Okay.
And I've never reached orgasm. I don't know what the problem.
Okay.
I'm playing your thing.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. I will have my guest put torch lights on that matter. Okay. She has never had an orgasm, a woman. What could be the problem?
The man does not know how to get up there. Get up there. How?
Does she know how to get herself there? Does she know where her G-spot is?
Yeah, some women don't know. But even if she knows where her G-spot is and she's not communicating it, if she knows where her G-spot is and the man does not know, she needs to tell the man that, okay, when you do this, when you touch me here, I feel this way.
Yeah.
And then if she does not know and the man does not know too, nothing will happen, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think what's really happening from what I've gathered is that men don't know and they don't know that they don't know.
And but also most women don't even know. So if you don't know, how can you tell a man where to touch? Because the man doesn't have a vagina.
Yeah.
He's not going to use his sister or his mother's vagina to check.
Somebody's going
to
teach somebody.
Somebody's going to teach somebody. So for me, the major thing is women should find out where their G-spot is. Find out what turns you on. What know that part on? Of your body. That a lot really, of people call really, masturbation. I call it sexploration. Take a mirror, sit down, open your vagina, open your legs, insert your hand into your vagina backwards within 0.5 to 2.5 inch up. Stimulate that place and find out where turns you on. When you know that part, then when your husband inserts his finger, you can tell him.
No, this way.
Or during sex, when he's penetrating inside of you and he's drilling you, please put your hand on your clitoris and rub your clitoris. It's okay to masturbate in front with your spouse.
Hello?
Right? So you need to find out what works for you.
Hello,
good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello?
Hello,
good evening. We can hear you.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
From Port Harcourt, okay. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Yes, I have just a simple question.
Okay, please go ahead.
What can you say about masturbation?
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Is that two questions?
No, you said you just asked small question.
Oh, okay.
What can you say about masturbation? Pastor Hakim.
Apparently, I knew that question was coming to me. Because I was a guy. Okay, let's make it easy.
Yeah.
Masturbation is good and it's bad for men. One, it weakens your erection.
Yeah.
It makes you come easy. You get addicted. It's not a bad idea. It helps you know your libido level. But too much of everything is horrible. When you do it so much, you tend to shy away from women. Jonathan.
So how much is too much?
Like if you masturbate daily, it's too much. Daily is too much. Some people do twice, three, four times a day.
Yeah.
Some do at work. He looks for just a few minutes. He sees a lady. He's turned on. He watches porn. Off to the toilet. He's looking for every break to just be alone. That's way too much. Daily is too much. Because even the sperm takes 21 days to get what you throw out. So if you throw out daily, in 30 days, you're already owing your sperm bank.
No, soon you just have a dry sperm.
Pain
so.
Is horrible. That's you now start calling me
that. But then you said something. You said when you masturbate too much, it make you come quickly.
Yes.
I've also seen so many people masturbate too much, they don't even come.
Do you know why? Oh, they get addicted to the hand touch.
Yeah, because psychologically, your mindset and your penis is connected to your hand.
Which is, as I said, is good.
So the truth is, for me, there are no rules to masturbation. The only problem is when it's too much, when you get addicted to it. Masturbation medically is being said to heal a lot of sexual issues.
Yes.
A doctor will tell you to masturbate for certain reasons. Yeah. If you're going to do IVF, you have to masturbate.
Yeah. Yes.
If you have erectile dysfunction, you have to masturbate.
To check your
if you want those, you have to masturbate.
Libido.
Right? But those things are done for you. The same way I asked a woman now to insert her finger into her vagina is masturbation for a reason.
Yes, yes.
Not for pleasure. Not too much. Right? So when you do it non-stop, and then you know you're supposed to do something, but masturbation comes first and it delays you, then you're addicted. That's a problem.
That's
so
a problem.
Even if you're masturbating, it shouldn't stop other things. When it starts to come in space of other things, then you need to be careful. Or when it can't come on time, or when you come too quick, please get a handcuff.
It makes one hand bigger than one hand. If you look at someone that masturbates, just check one. This hand is emotional. This hand will become very big.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello? Okay, we lost that call. Is that Kimo? Where is that one hand? Look at that one hand. He's that way. Don't look at that one. They're looking like this.
No, just that one hand is built. Yeah, slim.
Akim. If you have a son, now where will you go?
On fire.
With this one hand.
Yeah, welcome, Aki.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, may I know where you're calling from, please?
Hello?
I can hear you. May I know where you're calling from? Hello? Okay. So, I think we lost that call. And I would want to take messages from my WhatsApp. Let's see what we have here. We'll see how many messages we have not read. Please, I want you to tell me how to last long. Okay, I read about that one. Good evening. I'm Adefemi from Lagos. I'm a married man and I'm a romantic man. But my wife is not romantic. She does not even like kissing. How can I help her?
Okay. Yes, so many women don't enjoy kisses because hygiene. Try other spots. You can kiss her neck, you can kiss her ear, you can kiss her. But like I said, a female body is like the piano set. So a mouthpiece is just one out of like 100 keys. Do you understand? Play with her body, surprise her. You don't have to. Most people wait for the bedroom before sex. You can have sex, fuck her in the kitchen, fuck her in the parlor. Immediately she comes, just, you know, just surprise her, just get stark naked. Women, I've learned one thing. Women love men in towel. Have you learned that?
No, I don't mean naked. No, see your balls dangle.
You see what I mean is this. Women hate boxes because they feel the sweatiness, the whole thing is...
Yes, man, you will, don't clean
But, you
up.
Know, just shower and get a white towel.
And that thing is just...
Yeah, so women are, you know, so surprised and leave kisses. You can kiss, there are two lips, you can either...
What if he loves kissing?
He should kiss the vagina, that lips too.
No, he wants the lips.
What the only thing different...
So all he's asking is, how can I help her? He wants kissing.
He should.
This other person says, my man does not like kissing during sex, which I love. So these people want kissing, their spouse don't want
There's
kissing.
Something wrong with their breath.
It doesn't have to be breath. So what if you have like a spouse who doesn't just like kissing? Probably say you've kissed someone in the past.
Kiss.
And it didn't work for them.
Other places. You want to die there as you know Greek? Listen, you have to learn to make do with what you have.
Okay. So I think one thing you need to do is, you need to teach her, right? So for her to come to your level of kissing, don't kiss her lips anymore, right? Still kisses. Start from her neck, go to her cheeks, go to her forehead. Let her get used to it. It's a step at a time. Come to her cheek, then gradually you move to her nose. By the time you get to her lips,
she won't say no because she's already used to. But it's not a one, it could take you 6 months to get to her lips, trust me. So this person says, hello, dear. Hello, you two. I'm texting from Sierra Leone. Why is it that when men are sucking their women real good, they always tend to squeeze up their head and always come before the real business starts?
I don't get the question.
Okay. Why is it that when men are sucking their women real good,
as giving a head?
Yes, very good. They always tend to squeeze up there. Yeah, they always squeeze up their head and always come before the real business starts.
When she says squeeze, how can I squeeze my head? It's either she's the one squeezing my head with her thighs. She goes, so we need to understand what you mean by squeeze. And when they come real quick, that's a freaky man.
So the man comes before
the real job.
The real thing. So what happens is that's like a 1 minute man kind of.
Yeah, he has, you know, some sexual.
When he's anxiety, overexcited, you insert the penis into the slopy.
Wait, he has not even done that. He's eating a head and he's coming. That's what that. She's saying.
No, no, I think no. What I am understanding is he comes quick.
Uh-huh.
So probably the moment.
Probably during foreplay comes during.
That's what me I'm thinking. That's what we're thinking. So he's giving a head and he comes quick. That's a freaky man.
Harry
Umbali. He's too sweet. He should take it easy.
No, but you're not. I mean, the woman is too sweet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The woman is too sweet.
Uncle, are you going to room?
I don't understand. Calm down. He holds the vagina. No rush.
So hey, there are so many reasons why he will come too quick, right?
Anxiety.
And I don't know. You might also want to. I can't tell him to get too wet.
No, that's what, it's just anxiety. Let him come. That first one is pre-com.
Let him come. Just
you can't help it.
With time, you know.
You can't help it.
It's fine. Yeah,
actually, she's enjoying the head too. So
Let
the first one flow. After the next one, you give him a head. It helps him better.
And
you
start charge,
you know, and you guys can, you know, sometimes you can't stop nature.
Okay, so I'm going to be going on a break, and when I come back, we'll know if Hakim, he's gonna come for his birthday, or he's gonna get a blowjob on the show. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. It's been an amazing night, yes. Hakim, what are you doing for us? Are we giving you a blowjob? Should I call her on set to give you a blowjob?
No, I'm going to just keep joint. You know, I would do it.
Yeah, I don't understand what you just said.
Okay, no problem. Maybe she can come on set, no problem. I'll just let loose.
I dare you, can you come on set? I dare you.
I'll let loose. I'll just open the trouser, just flip it out.
Hakim, I dare you. In short, she does not need a mic. Please come on set. Please come on set.
You sure?
I dare you.
This is national.
Mrs. Hakim, come on set.
I can flip it out.
Flip it, let's
go. Hakim, I want to bear.
The stuff is even trying to come on set. It's national TV.
So I wish the national TV to flip it out.
No, no, what I'm saying is, you know, they should pay for saying the stuff.
You know I'm making a golden
golden cap. Anyway, if I release it now.
Golden cap. It will not be sweet or soft.
It will be shining.
We love skin.
It's still skin, but it's golden skin.
I don't want golden. Hi, I am Bukola. I have never reached orgasm with sex, only with foreplay. Please, what can I do? I want to feel the pleasure that comes with orgasm during sex. So here it is, Bukola. A higher percentage of women will never get orgasm through penetration.
True.
They never.
True.
For you to get orgasm through penetration, you have to keep exploring your body.
True.
Women get to get orgasm through penetration years after. I'm still exploring my body.
Yeah.
I am still exploring my body. So the more you explore, who knows, you might get it tomorrow. Who knows, you might get it next one. Who might get it next 3 years? Keep exploring your body till you get the butt. You will never know if you will get orgasm through penetration or not until you try it out. So the only thing I can say is keep exploring. You get through foreplay, which is fine. So you need to find out where your G-spot is. When you know where your G-spot is and your husband knows where your G-spot is, it's easy for him to slide his penis on the G-spot up and down, right? When he does that on the G-spot, I'm not saying you will get an orgasm. You probably might get an orgasm, and that's the only thing I can say. Yeah. Trust me, that's the only I can say. We are gradually coming to the end of the show. Baby, it's 2 hours, and it's not enough. Even Hakim has not even come. So he only came once.
I've not splashed. The whole building will say,
please don't splash. When you get them, go and splash. Don't splash in my studio. I need this studio next week.
And it will scatter everywhere. Rainfall. Everything will be very gluey, like pap.
It's like you have not had sex in months because you want to do rainfall. And it's not in this so that you come and do rainfall with me. When you get home,
shake the foundation.
Please, thank you.
Okay.
And I pray your landlord does not pursue you.
It's all right.
After shaking the foundation.
It's all right.
So I'm going to take this last message, which says, hi, Soul Spies. I have been suffering in silence. My husband doesn't like foreplay. I can't come without foreplay. But he doesn't care. Once he comes, that's okay for me. I don't want to cheat on him, but I'm getting depressed day by day. I give him head, but I don't want him to give me. I am clean and smell nice. He is not ready to learn. I don't want to share with anyone. Please help.
So what reason did the husband give for not having
that's what we don't know. What's his reason? She doesn't want to cheat. She's getting frustrated.
And why did she say the husband shouldn't give her for head again?
But she doesn't like it. It still goes back to morals. You know, the way you've been trained, the things you've been told, or the things you've heard growing up.
Or she's not enjoying it. Maybe probably the man is not doing it well.
But no. The man is not even doing foreplay. That's it.
Let's make it easy. She stopped her husband from giving her a head.
Yes.
That might be the reason he stopped doing foreplay.
True.
You see, this whole thing is partnership.
It's connected.
His foreplay might begin with a head. Yeah. You don't want a head. So you just stop the whole thing.
Business.
You get it? So give him room for a head. You get your foreplay. If it was you were getting a head, no foreplay is another thing.
Mm.
Then if you are frustrated, you don't still want to get a head, I tell people, get a sex toy. Life is short. Don't frustrate yourself. Get a big dick, a toy one. There are vibrators there. Have fun, relax.
I don't know what he's saying, please. I'm not there.
And if it's but hey, during it, play with your nipples, play with your body, moan, wear earplugs, watch porn. You're fine.
He's a bad guy.
No.
Anyway, if you really need more, I can help you get into this. Please send me a DM and I will take up this case with you. Personally, I'm not charging you for this. I will take up this case and then we'll get to the root of the matter and we'll see what can be done. So on this one, we've come to the end of the show. Mrs. Lingerie, please, one word to the audience before you go home. What would your last word to them?
What I would say is that marriage and sexuality is not just about pleasing and pleasing yourself or pleasing and pleasing your spouse. Mm. You have to work together. You have to please each other.
Mm.
So it shouldn't be about, I'm not getting this, I'm not getting that. Sometimes when you give more than what the man is expecting and is wild, the next time when you want to have another section, you want to do more too.
Yeah.
So give more. Don't let everything be about what am I getting? He's not doing this, he's not doing that. Go a little step further and do more, then the man will respond. Definitely.
Thank you. Hakim, Pastor Hakim.
No.
Pastor Hakim, what will be your last word to those chicks looking at you at home?
Chicks.
You heard me.
No, first of all, I'm married one.
Thank God you are all married.
My marriage is for one person.
Is it that I've said it though?
You don't know before.
So what will be your last word?
Just one person. Okay, my last word is one. Sex is not a chore. It's meant to be fun. You know, so you guys can talk about it, relax, have fun. Then two, don't over impress. If you make mistakes, you know, laugh over it. Do you understand? It's meant to be relaxing. If you come too fast, let her know, laugh. The next day she might come too fast. She will let you know, you laugh. It's bonding. It's communication. Communication is key. You like how she dresses, tell her. You like her lacy underwears, guys. Don't forget. Ladies, women love lacy underwears. You know? So stuff that make, you know, change the room once in a while, you know. Then, you know, have sex anywhere. The room, in the parlor, toilet, quickie. Don't always plan sex, then take her out. Don't stop what you were doing when you were toasting her. Don't stop what you were doing when he was toasting you. You know, your hair is always fixed, your nails, you're smelling nice, the makeup. That's what helps sex in marriages. You know, people feel, because I'm married now, maybe I can relax, I don't need to wear bum shorts. No. Because I'm married now, you guys, I don't need to shave. No. You know, just, you know, do things that got you guys attracted from beginning. It helps you go a long way.
Thank you.
And finally, it's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Cheers, baby.
Thank you very much. He said, do the hair you used to do before my... Forget it. I'll take fatty one done. And I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. He loves touching my skull.
This is still hot.
He loves touching my skull. You know. Anyway, I've come to the end of the section. Do you feel turned on? Did it take you there? Did it take you on the journey? But don't worry. To that woman who sent a message, please send me a DM at sextalkwithsoulspice and let's take this up. We do not want anyone getting depressed over sexual issues. We can find a solution. You and I will find a solution to this. So on this one, I say, do have a fantastic night.